In his review, it's Dan Morgan and Sean Rogers to have a chat about Liverpool 2, Arsenal 2, and all the fun and games that came with that, Sean. We'll start with the team selections. I want to try and focus on the football as much as possible, as impossible as it might seem, because I think there's some interesting things to come out of it and things that can link to wider conversation topics. Team selection-wise, look, I think there's a couple of things that are there for us. Curtis Jones getting another game centre midfield is something I think is noteworthy. Alexis McAllister getting a bit more of an extended rest as well in that. And then no Declan Rice is quite a big loss for Arsenal. And, you know, Liverpool do take advantage of that first half. Also, Luis Diaz through the middle is another notable selection. And then obviously Connor Bradley at fullback. I'm sure we'll delve into some of the wider issues, like I said. But just in terms of the team selections, any thoughts other than the most obvious ones going into it?
Yeah, I suppose from Arsenal, it's Ben White in at right back. Whether you just want to give Timber that break in terms of backing it up after PSG and the shift that he put in there, that's one thing. And obviously the Rice injury as well, which gives them a sensible move to make. Deal with Arsenal's approach first, exactly the same as PSG, pretty much without the massive long throws. But in terms of their build out from the back, very similar strategy in terms of keeping that back four in place until they can move Lewis Skelly into an inverted role alongside Thomas Partey in that very, you know, Manchester City based sort of 3-2 build up. From the goalkeeper. Sometimes Raya would move in and make that additional centre half. But pretty much when they're on what they would consider to be a competitive scoreline, you almost have them being quite rigid, in particular the three, e.g. Ben White, Saliba, and then Kimio. And then in front of that, you then have another three and a two. So under Pep, you quite often see it being sort of the two tens and then three in front. Whereas what they did against PSG and what they do in this game is that you actually have Marino splitting a very wide as a left 10, almost doubling up with whoever the left winger is. Trossard dropping in very, very deep. And then Ødegaard in that little inside right 10 that we become accustomed to seeing him in. And the thing with having Trossard and Martinelli where they are, which I know you want to come on to, is it does enable them, A, to switch their positions for time period in the game, like you see at halftime, but it also enables them to have a bit of rotation in possession as well. Now, in terms of Liverpool, and I have to say, I've watched this back. I got all Joshua's Lego out, reenacted the Guard of Honour, had a lovely time just singing Chiesa's song for ages. I was going to suggest just binning the agenda and we all just sing the Chiesa song for a while.